This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The Canadian Agri-Food Trade Alliance made a visit to Washington, D.C. to discuss the USMCA. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Members of the Canadian Agri-Food Trade Alliance, or CAFTA, recently made a trip to Washington, D.C. to talk trade with U.S. officials on Capitol Hill, in the White House, and at USDA. Michael Harvey, executive director of CAFTA, said the upcoming review of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement was a big focus of discussions.
So both times we went down with a message that Canada and the U.S. produce food together and that that's better for Americans. We focus our message on Americans when we're in America and concentrate on the fact that American producers get high quality, lower cost inputs that make them more competitive abroad and to produce lower cost food for American consumers. So we concentrate on that message. But given the fact that the USMCA, what we call CUSMA review, is upcoming, we focused our comments in that context. And in that context, what we've been saying is the CUSMA provides the framework that allows American and Canadian producers to make business decisions in the most efficient way, that what people need is stability, and CUSMA provides that framework of stability.
The USMCA discussion seemed to land very well with the U.S. officials.
There was support from the U.S. agri-food sector. There was an open letter signed by 124 U.S. agri-food organizations calling for a 16-year renewal of USMCA with limited changes. That was good news. Frankly, when we were down in April, almost nobody from the U.S. private sector was speaking up on tariff issues. People were just keeping their head down, worried about how the administration could react if you said anything. We've seen movement on that recently, and this letter from U.S. agri-food sector representatives is a big part of that.
For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.